But now let's talk about being the game changer. And let's ask ourselves, what would it take? How do you change? Where do you change? It starts with you. Your image. Your attitude. Your confidence. Does Ronan have confidence? Absolutely. Your humor. Does Ronan have humor? And he pulls you in through his humor. And finally, of course, your creativity. And that's you. And some of us have more of one portion than another, but we are what we are you. So I'll ask you a question. A fundamental question. And the question is, what would it take to change you? What would it take to change you? And as you contemplate that, understand you'll love it and you're terrified. I remember a young man that I sent him to France to look after our French operation. And I said, how do you feel? Because his French was not so good. He said, I'm terrified. I said, that's the way you should be. You love it and yet you fear it. Would you take a chance? When you were little and your dad or mom was in the pool, you took a chance. You jumped straight in because you knew they weren't going to step aside. At least most of the time, they weren't going to step aside. So what would it take to make it happen? I'm going to get personal. I mean, he got personal, so I'll get personal. Game changers. Game changers come to everybody in different ways. Here's a game changer. An Irishman sitting with the Queen. My dad's dead. I'm sort of happy my dad is dead. Is that a terrible thing to say? Because if my dad saw me sitting with the Queen, I'd be dead. Of course, I'm not happy that he's dead. But last week, I sat with the Queen in Windsor. And as we sat and as we talked, she said, I'm going to your home the following week. And she had never been to Ireland. In fact, no reigning monarch has been to Ireland since 1922 when we became the Free State. And she said, well, what should I do? This is the Queen asking me, what should she do? And I said, whatever you do, make sure you relate. And whatever you do, you have to learn to speak some words in Gaelic. And I wrote it out for her phonetically what she should say. And this week, she was in Ireland. And this week, she spoke Gaelic. Is that not a game changer? The Queen speaking Gaelic, laid out by me phonetically, a game changer. And in many respects, what she was saying to me and what I was saying to her is, make it happen. Just make it happen. This is an 85-year-old woman, the most extraordinary woman I've ever met. But let me give you a little aside. When I first met her a few years ago, and I sat with her, and you say, Your Majesty, and then you go, Mom. You know how to practice, guys? Mom. Mom. Imagine I'm royalty. Mom. No, actually, I'd be, huh? I don't bet you say it, but King. Mom. And I said, you know what, Mom, you're the single most disappointing woman I have ever met in my whole life. Mom. And she said, whatever for? You know how the English speak? And I said, because when I was 6 years old, my brother and I were brought to London by my mom and dad. And they left us with an aunt of ours. And she said to Lorcan and I, she said, we shall go into town, we shall see the Queen, and we'll have afternoon tea. So we went to town. We saw the Queen. It was about the time of her coronation. And we waved with a million other kids. And we had tea in a tea shop. And so for 50 plus years more, I've been waiting to have afternoon tea with the Queen. So she turned to the guy beside her, Charles. I don't know why all the English are called Charles. Charles, and it wasn't Prince Charles, but Charles Pierce. I don't know why they don't say Pierce, but Pierce would like to have tea. And we had tea. A game changer. Another game changer. We're in Kentucky. We decide we're going to form a business. And the business is going to be on a street called Gold Rush Road. We had a choice. There was another street called Bronze Rush Road. There was another one called Silver Rush Road. But whoever heard of setting a business up or going to a competition to get the bronze medal or to get the silver medal. So we were on Gold Rush Road. I had $10,000. I had two children and no bank loan. I didn't know the Queen at that stage. So I thought, when I called my mom and I said, hey, what do you think? And I thought she was going to say to me, you know, hey, listen, you got to think about this. You got two little children, you know, think about it. That's not what she said. She said, what took you so long? And what was she saying? She was saying the same thing as Her Majesty the Queen is saying. Make it happen. So she told me to make it happen. What took you so long? Muhammad Ali, on this very stage, some years ago, we had Muhammad Ali. And I said to Muhammad Ali, you know, when both of us were in our prime, and I saw him fight in 1972 in Croke Park in Dublin, and he fought a guy called Blue Lewis from Detroit. And I said to Muhammad, I said, you know, when I was in my prime and you were in your prime, I thought I could take you in three. And he looked at me on this very stage, and he looked at the audience, and he went, but then he said, and he doesn't very often talk, he said, let's do something. Let's make it happen. And so we made it happen, and we founded this charitable fund, and this inscription is exactly what he wanted us to put down, to inspire adults and children to be the best that they can be. And was that not the message that Ronan Tynan was giving us this morning, to be the best that they can be? You can be a game changer. January the 12th, 2000. Just a terrible earthquake in Haiti. And the world watches. But we didn't watch. We said, well, let's go find out. And so 2 days later, we found out. And we found out about the devastation and the devastation of cathedrals and only the cross left and palaces totally destroyed. And we said, well, what can we do? There were so many non-government organizations, the NGOs, the talk shops. How can we make a difference? And so we looked around. And we thought about poultry units, and we thought about pig units, and so forth. But we found a game changer. Haiti was the game changer. We brought the children to the United States, 30 plus of them. Senator McConnell from Washington said, as soon as they have their passports, you will have their visas. Our young people worked with them, and we brought them to Kentucky, a game changer. And let me share with you just a few snippets of what happened in this game changer. And as these little people sang and then they sent us their little cards, we were searching for a game changer. Let me tell you about Haiti. In 1820, the slaves of Haiti revolted against the French. And they threw the French out, and it was the only slave revolution that has ever succeeded. They decided that they needed to do something. What they did was they built a castle. It's called the Citadel. Because they were slaves who had come on a slave ship to Haiti, they thought it was very appropriate that the castle should be in the shape of a ship. And so it is. It's 1 mile up. It took 20,000 men to build in 2 years. And it has cannons which are facing one way towards the sea in case the French should come back, and another way towards the Dominican Republic should they be attacked. And right below them, as I looked up on the citadel, what did I see? Coffee growing. And I said, what an incredible way for us to do something to help these people get back to where they should be by actually creating a coffee, which we have called Cafe Citadel. And here's your job. Here's your job. You got a website there. Why don't you help me? Why don't you, in fact, embrace that coffee? There's $4 billion worth of coffee imported to the United States. Why don't you embrace this coffee, and with every cup of coffee, with every bag of coffee, you're helping 6,700 families. And if we all got behind it, it would cost you nothing. It's competitively priced. It's wonderful coffee. What a difference we would make. You would make it happen. So, what would it take? What would it take for you to take that chance? Imagine us taking three simple rules. The three simple rules of really doing anything. One, be fast. Don't necessarily get it right, but get it going. Be fast. Number two, 1 minute. 1 minute is too long to do something which is not interesting. So whatever you do, make sure it's interesting. Rule two, take a chance. Take a chance. What difference does it make if you fail? Take a chance. I have a PhD in failure. In fact, I think I have dozens of PhDs in failure. I have failed more times than you can shake a stick at. So take a chance. You know, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. So don't be afraid of failure. Rule three is aim high. Aim high. Michelangelo once said, the greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it. Not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that our aim is too low and we make it. So aim high and don't be afraid. So what's your mission? What's the game changer? This is what this meeting is all about. And here's the ones I'd like you to write down. Game changers. 6 possible game changers for our industry. Idea number 1. Stop using corn. Stop using corn. It is the height of lunacy to take 6 pounds of corn to make 1 pound of beef. It makes no sense whatsoever to take 2 pounds of corn. Hallelujah, I've converted it into 1 pound of chicken. You will not get the Nobel Prize for that. We've got to start using fiber. And fiber is in abundance, but corn is not. I was in the Midwest a couple of weeks ago. I visited maybe 10, 15 feed companies. 5 of them had no corn in the corn belt. Lanny Donegan used to have an old song way before most of you were born. And the song was, "A pub with no beer." Well, now we have a corn belt with no corn. By the time the corn comes in, there'll be 12 days left. And if it's not this year, it's going to be next year. And of course, our population continues to rise. So it's not corn fiber. But how are we going to do this fiber? I mean, where's the technology? Well, let me tell you. A blind insect has been converting fiber for thousands and thousands of years. And it does so by taking the fiber, by grinding the fiber, by putting a fungus on the fiber and letting the fungus do the breaking. We call them termites. Our system is called solid-state fermentation, and it's identical. The technology is there. So use fiber, not corn. Idea number 2, imagine. Wherever you go, whatever you see, you're given this message. 38%, 48%, 58% of the people buying meat don't want us to have antibiotics in our feed. We want antibiotics for humans. But you say, well, but yeah, there's flavors out there and there's essences out there and there's no solution. The European Union doesn't agree with you. After 8 years of evaluation, they now say legislation, Article 13, I'll read it. Article 13, 767, 2009, biomass improves animal performance, it enhances feed efficiency, it stimulates the natural defenses, and improves the function of the digestive system. And you tell me there isn't a solution? There's a solution. There's not a will. Idea number 3. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up and allow nutrition to catch up with genetics. We've done an incredible job with genetics. An amazing job. But nutrition hasn't kept up. Wake up. Wake up to the power of the gene chip, and you'll be hearing more and more and more about that over the next few days. The gene chip allows us to have a revolution. Travel around this city of ours and try some of the Angus steak, the Alltech Angus. It's amazing. Imagine, through programmed nutrition, answering the question, what would you prefer? Okay, what's for dinner? Yeah, I got to watch my cholesterol. I got to watch my fat. I got to watch my calories. So a steak would be lovely. I really want to have it. But when I look at the fat and the calories, unfortunately, I got to have chicken. But imagine you having a steak with a lower cholesterol than chicken, a lower fat than chicken, a lower calories than chicken, and such product is available. And it's available through programmed nutrition and it's available now. Incidentally, it costs no more. And incidentally, you can do exactly the same with chicken, and you do exactly the same with pigs. And you'll hear more about that as the week goes on. Idea four, break those mental barriers. I'm a kid. I'm listening. I'm listening on the radio. And I can't believe what I've just heard. One man, Roger Bannister, has just broken the 4-minute mile. And the naysayers, the energy vampires, all said it cannot be done. You will destroy yourself. But that evening, about 7 years ago, this man broke the record. And since then, it's commonplace. Well, why don't we start setting world records? What's the world record for a dairy cow? Well, in Wisconsin, on a small farm there, third lactation, one cow produced 72,000 pounds of milk per year, 32,000 kilos. My question is, why then are we satisfied with yields which are a quarter of that or a third of that? Well, one cow, third lactation, 32,000 kilos. That's the Roger Bannister. That's what we should be aiming for. That's what nutrition should be giving us. Incidentally, why don't we get 40 pigs per sow? Because genetically, you should be able to. And if you feed the rumen, and again, this man here, Peter Van Soos, will tell us the secret to 32,000 kilos of milk is in the rumen. And understand, just like many of you saw our algae the other day, it's fermentation, but so is the rumen. And if we treat the rumen like a fermenter, we make it more flexible, we can use any number of alternative raw materials. Idea five, face facts. Face the facts of global warming. Face the facts that the fingers are being pointed at us. Methane, nitrous oxide, carbon dioxide. We are polluters. So what can we do? Well, what we can do is shift our thinking. What we can do is think of the farm of the future where we will have wind power, where we'll have algae, where we'll have methane digesters, where we'll use cellulose through SSF, not corn. Think of the farm of the future. Let me give you a slight glimpse of the farm of the future.
Raising crops and livestock makes the most of natural resources using a network of production, recycling, and renewable energy. In this system, enzymes produced at the solid-state fermentation plant provide nutrient-rich feed for healthy pigs and poultry. After use at the biorefinery, dried grains are recycled as feed for the farm's animals. Algae grown in the algae fields provides nutrient-rich feed for healthy cattle and other animals. Fish waste from the aquaculture center provides nitrogen as an all-natural fertilizer for the crops. And the cogeneration plant supplies recycled water to the crops for irrigation. In return, fiber materials such as corn cobs are sent to the biorefinery, where the fiber is used in place of corn as a renewable energy source for the production of ethanol. Other fiber materials such as rice bran and wheat bran are recycled at the solid-state fermentation plant, where they become nutrient-rich feed. Leaving nothing to waste, the farm can produce all natural foods like meat, milk, and eggs without needing more natural resources.
The farm of the future. And the reality of the farm of the future was not lost on the 60,000 children who came through our village of the farm of the future at the World Equestrian Games. And some of you, in fact, have already glimpsed this farm of the future when you saw our algae production in Winchester. 1.2, 1.3 million liters of fermentation 10,000 tons of algae. It's the beginning of a new age, ladies and gentlemen. It's an age that is going to be so exciting and so fast. But it'll only be fast and it'll only be exciting if you take idea number six. Idea number six is that you be a leader, a leader. And as you think about being a leader, remember, it's the only job that's not crowded. Be a leader. Be that leader. So what exactly is a leader? Is somebody or some person, man or woman, who passionately believes in something, perhaps something that doesn't even exist, but goes about it with a passion. That's a leader. They make things happen, just like the Queen said she would do, and she made it happen. Just like my mom said, "What took you so long? Make it happen." Just like every professor you've ever had said, "Make it happen." And you go about it like a monomaniac. You know, you're so enthusiastic, relentless. And leaders will be moved. Leaders will move from hoping. And that hope then leads to what? Knowing. And that knowing isn't sufficient, because then you have to go on to what? To believing. And when you get all of that together, you have faith. And that's a leader. And when you get that, and you get that transformation from knowing to believing to faith that you can do it, it is the single biggest and most electrifying of all transformations. Six things to do. Fiber, not corn. Antibiotics should be in our hospitals, not in our feed. Program nutrition. Feeding an animal to its genetic potential, embracing new technologies such as algae, and being a leader. These six things are the things that will feed the world, and we desperately need to feed the world. Be fast, take a chance, aim high. I've told you my six ideas. Ronan's told you his six experiences. Damien has told you the five things. Inga has glanced into the future. So what are your ideas? What are your six ideas? Write them down, guys. Because if you think it, ink it. And you're 5, 10, 20, 30 times more likely to achieve it. If you think it, ink it. And finally, remember at the same time those 5 D's. Those crucial 5 D's. Be a dreamer, but dare to do something. Be a dreamer, but dare to do something. Desire it. And then shut up. Shut up. Decide and go do it. But when you do it, dedicate yourself to it. And remember the definition of genius. The definition of genius always was and always will be 98% perspiration and 2% inspiration. So look at these things. And now I'm going to share with you, finally, for me, what was the ultimate game changer. A guy comes to me and he says, "Are you interested in the World Equestrian Games?" I said, "Not a chance." He said, "Do you know anything about horses?" I said, "Virtually nothing." He said, "Have you ever heard of FEI? And I said, "I'd have nothing to do with them. Who wants to be associated with the FBI? He said, no, FEI. I said, "No way." And yet the following week, After that 10-minute conversation, I stepped up and I said to the governor of Kentucky, and I took out my checkbook and I said, "We are writing you a check for $10 million to be the title sponsor." And my wife of 38 years said, "Shut up. Sit down. You fool." She hates me saying this, but after 38 years, "shut up, sit down, you fool" is a term of endearment. You have to be on the green platform. Was it good or was it bad? 10 minutes. $1 million a minute. $16,666 a second. You be the judge. Have a look at this video. And as you see this man, Dudamel, conducting the orchestra, think about the 500,000 people who came to our games. Think about the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra that Dudamel conducted at our games. Think about game changers. And think about what you are charged to do over the next 2 days. Write it down. Make your mind up. Go for it. We need fiber. We don't need antibiotics. We have algae. We can do so many things. And this, surely, this video will perhaps give you a little inspiration that you can make it happen. Can we have that video? And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Game Changers. We hope you have a wonderful lunch, and we hope you have fantastic individual sessions, and we look forward to seeing you back in here tomorrow afternoon for our Students Award. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.